This was Carnival Week in many Latin American countries. And in Brazil, all the singing and dancing has been tinged with controversy. One of the samba schools that parade through Rio is in hot water. Forbes contributor Anderson Antunes is in Brazil, and he's written about what he calls the ugly side of Rio de Janeiro's carnival.
As Brazilians, we all know that carnival, specifically the carnival in Rio, has always been supported by, in many cases, criminals. But this year we have a new element to the story, which is an African dictator who is actually sending a lot of money from his government, from the funds of his country, which is Equatorial Guinea, to pay for the expenses of this year's winner of the carnival, which was at the Beija Flor Samba School. So it's really becoming quite the stir.
So the allegation is that the leader of Equatorial Guinea, Teodoro Obiang Nguema Ambassogo, he has sent several million dollars to this samba school in exchange for them doing a whole theme about Equatorial Guinea.
Well, the country that you saw portrayed in their parade wasn't the real country, and now they portrayed the diversity of the culture of the country, which certainly exists. But obviously, they didn't make any mentions to the serious human rights violations that are connected to the government. It's just like a fairy tale country that does not exist. Actually, many Brazilian celebrities were part of the show and they paraded along with the school and they sambed. I think they don't realize that maybe they are contributing to a government that is corrupt. Definitely the country that was at the samba drum isn't the real country.
What do Brazilians think? Are they upset about it? Is it kind of like, oh, carnival's carnival? What's the response down there?
It's kind of a mix of all these sentiments. I think now that the international press is giving a little bit of attention to this matter, I think they are more like, oh, now they are seeing this. But overall, people don't really care because we have the official singer of the Beija Flor Samba School. This week, he said during a radio interview that if the Rio Carnival is organized as it is today, Brazilians should thank the criminals for it because they are really the ones behind it. It's always been like this, and people just want to party. They don't really care. This is kind of one of the bad sides of the Brazilian spirit, I think, because people are too acceptant of these things.
You use the word criminals. What's the evidence that criminals have supported carnival parades in the past?
Well, we have something in Rio called Jogo do Bicho, which is an illegal gambling game. They mostly use the money that they get to cover their criminal expenses. So there's been a lot of investigation on this in the past, and some people have been arrested. You should also keep in mind that this is a competition. You know, these samba schools, they are competing against each other. And it's like soccer. It's actually bigger than soccer in Rio. You know, they have fans, they have people rooting for them. So they will get money from anyone. And they don't want to know where the money is coming from. They just need the money to produce the best show in order to win. And that's what happened to Beija Flor. They got $3.5 million from the government of Equatorial Guinea. And they won. If this was happening in a country like America, it would be like a huge scandal or something like that. In Brazil, it's not a big deal because people are so used to it. It's just how it goes, you know.
You sound kind of annoyed about it.
I do, actually, because I think, you know, in terms of image and marketing, we are like in a moment when Brazil is about to host a big event, which is the Summer Olympics next year, which will take place in Rio. They should care about a little bit more about their image, I think, because this can go out of proportion. What will people from other places think of us? Brazil wants to become a global player. In order to achieve that, we actually need to play by the rules. So I think this is being ignored mostly.
Anderson Antunes wrote about Brazil's carnival this year for Forbes.com. Thanks, Anderson.
Thank you very much.